Status.
We're going to be missing like 7 minutes from the first segment, but.
This first segment?
Yeah, this first segment.
7 minutes?
Like they got the first part, but.
Wait, you just told us it died and we've lost 7 minutes? How is that possible?
He was stating his case for Tennessee Tech being the worst loss in Tennessee baseball
history. I'm glad the listener doesn't have to listen to that crap.
Well, what if we lost to Tennessee Tech in the region?
For those of you out there who are going to miss what was said between 9:04 and 9:12, if we somehow lost to Tennessee Tech in the regional, it'd be the worst loss in baseball history, maybe.
Okay. That's a team that already beat us. They're really good. They're having a good year. Wouldn't be the worst loss in baseball history. A lot of one seeds lose in the regional.
Like I said, technical college from 1 hour and 20 minutes down the road with like 6,000 kids.
I'm not saying it would feel good. You know, don't get me wrong there. But come on, man. Why are you thinking like this?
I know.
Is it the rain? Is it all these delays? Or is it like the fact that you're nervous because we might actually be playing today? This is just a very negative and dark tone you're starting to take, and I don't understand where it's coming from. We are the best team in the country. We are perhaps the greatest baseball team in the history of college baseball. And here's you. What if we lose to the worst? Like, what are you doing?
I'm nervous.
I correctly predicted that that's what it is. You're nervous.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you wore your green today.
Jeez. That's for the Celtics.
Yeah.
Did they play today?
No, they played
exactly.
Tomorrow.
No. Where's
they did win last
good,
night.
Good, good.
Boom!
Good.
Got him!
Hey, I'm just checking. I was just checking.
He had his mouth open ready to say something.
I was just like, well, no, I knew I couldn't see what the logo was on the shirt, but I wanted to, you know, I wanted to make sure. Hickman's over here wearing
boom! There's green. There's a power tee.
Green. Yeah, Hickman.
Rick Hudson.
Boom. There's I mean,
a power tee.
Are you even going to watch today, Hickman?
He's ready for the regional.
Yeah, I'm ready. I mean, depending on when the game starts, I will watch.
You guys have been just over here bitching and moaning every day. Oh, we got to. Well, I'm just ready for the postseason. I'm ready for the postseason. Now the postseason is here, and you're like, oh, I'm nervous to death. I just want to. Yeah, this is why I told you to enjoy the regular season.
Baseball games are the most nerve-wracking for me to watch as a Tennessee sports fan.
Really?
Yes. Like, without a doubt. Like, I think because, like, in basketball or football, you know, like, more. I mean, things can change in an instance in baseball, but baseball's just got the slow build. You can usually see it going wrong, and you have to sit there and watch it for
that,
much longer.
That is like the worst part. Like if you've got like no outs, and all of a sudden you walk a guy, then give up a base hit, walk another guy, and you're just like, "Well, this is about to get bad. How bad is this going to get?" I do agree with that. It's painful.
Like my stomach. Like the first time we played Vanderbilt, like when Beck hit the home run and they took it off. Like,
oh man,
my stomach was in knots, and then
I was ready to fight. Right then and there, I was ready to rumble.
I'd like to jump on them early when we finally take the field.
That would be good. That would be very good. It was their first pitcher, right? Like their ace that we kind of... What was the score of the first game?
Wasn't it 5-2?
Is that all?
Yeah, we jumped on them early and kind of...
It was 6-2.
Okay.
Second game was 5-2, and the third game was 5-0.
Okay. Yeah, Beam was absolutely fantastic.
He went complete game on that one, didn't he?
Believe so.
Yeah.
Complete game shutout.
Wow.
What if we lose?
maybe you'd have worn your lucky jersey with the grilled cheese pesto stain on it. Maybe we'd have a chance. Come on, Hickman. Congrats to the
Celtics,
though.
You can't get
though.
Pesto on a white jersey every time you got a big game. At that point, you're just going to ruin the jersey.
Would you ruin the jersey for a natty?
Oh, I'd burn that thing right now.
Well. Coward. Didn't even plug the computer in.
I'll come back with more. Get this cruise ship shape.
The board was messed up. Now the podcast is messed up. Computer
it's all
dies.
My fault.
Get a new intern in here, and Hickman just can't
No, he's trying to act all big and bad, and he's making mistakes.
No, what it is was where I've not really done much the last couple of days. I'm just kind of rusty now.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
A day and a half, and you get rusty?
That's why we got to play this SEC tournament, man. Who needs some baseball?
So by that logic, we're screwed.
Okay.
Now we're playing tonight. Owned and operated Navy vet Jeremy's got you covered right here in Knoxville. Tell him you heard about him on Fan Run Radio. And you get a discount on your spring maintenance. Tell them you heard about them right here. We appreciate you supporting our sponsors. They're the number one HVAC company in Knoxville. BlueWaterClimateControl.com. You can even, if you have an emergency, their virtual dispatcher can get you all set up quick and get somebody out. And then you can get alerts that, hey, we're on the way. Hey, we're here. It's a very smooth process. They've got it all buttoned down tight to keep your HVAC system running smoothly. Smooth sailing with Blue Water Climate Control online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. Do you guys see John Gruden's lawsuit's going to keep rolling along? They tried to get it dismissed, but...
Well, the NFL didn't want that to go to court. I'm stunned.
Uh-huh. What a weird situation. Nevada judge ruled in favor of John Gruden on two motions Wednesday, opening the possibility of a jury trial on his tortious interference claim that the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell selectively leaked Gruden's emails to force his removal on October 11th. The judge denied the NFL's motion to compel arbitration as well as the league's motion to dismiss the case outright. So it will continue.
Wait, say the first part of that last sentence again.
The judge denied the NFL's motion to compel arbitration as well as the league's motion to dismiss the case. So it's going to go to court, essentially.
Gee, I wonder why they really didn't want that to go to court and were looking for a reason to settle.
The suit will now go to trial unless a settlement is reached. No timeline was given for the next steps, though.
Almost seems like the NFL is about to get popped and they don't like it. Didn't it get released that they destroyed or couldn't come up with, like, 180,000 emails that they apparently had
from like other people?
Yeah, like of which contain the leaked ones containing what John Gruden said.
I mean, it seems almost impossible they'd have all these emails and Gruden's are the only ones that had anything negative or, you know, anything.
Oh, no, they did that because in some of the emails, Gruden was very, very critical of Roger Goodell. I think this is when he was at ESPN. He wasn't even coaching at the time. But then Goodell, being Goodell, found out that John Gruden secretly hates him and then did anything and everything he could to get him out of the league. That's Goodell wielding tough guy power because he, you know, can and he doesn't like any dissension amongst the ranks.
Gruden's suit alleges the NFL leaked his emails, which have been in the league's possession since June of 2021, to the Wall Street Journal and New York Times in October in an effort to, quote, harm Gruden's reputation and force him out of his job. There's no explanation or justification for why Gruden's emails were the only ones made public out of 650,000 emails collected, or for why the emails were held for months without being released in the middle of the Raiders' season, a statement from his attorneys said.
So there were 650,000?
Total, apparently, but his were the only ones leaked.
Yeah.
Yeah. His lawyers said Wednesday that Goodell held the emails and called the Raiders and threatened to release more if the team did not fire Gruden. Ask the NFL.
Goodell made that call?
Ask the NFL. Raiders owner Mark Davis told ESPN at the time they have all the answers. Yikes.
Yeah, no wonder they don't want to go to court. What? I mean, what all could you sue him for there? Obviously, the remainder of his contract plus damages?
What, Gruden?
Yeah.
Yeah, however much every penny he would make the rest of his life coaching football and doing endorsements and everything.
Yeah, so he could essentially say, hey, you know, just running some quick numbers here, ballparking, you owe me $200 million.
I mean, how much did he get paid just doing TV?
Oh, man, it was a lot.
I mean, basically, you would say, like, this is how much I would have made coaching. This is how much I would have made doing endorsements while I coach with a solid reputation.
This is how much I would have made going back to TV and then getting back on with Hooters and Corona. Yeah. Good luck, Raj.
$500 million.
Could this be the end of Raj?
The mental strain and stress of being
on me and my family.
Yeah. All that. Be bad, man. Could be bad.
How much money I could have made if I'd taken the Tennessee job, which I...
Do we think it was all personal from Goodell, or it was it'll be best for the league if Gruden just gets out of here because of some of these comments? And
I mean, I think it might have come from, quote-unquote, the league, but, I mean, the reports were around the NFL office that Roger Goodell was not furious, but I think he was, he made a vendetta against John Gruden for, you know... Not what was contained in all of the emails, but specifically what was in the emails directed towards Goodell.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't in the email. It was just John Gruden basically saying, I think one of them was like, Roger Goodell's a bleeping idiot, doesn't know what he's doing, you know, that type of stuff. Like, he got here at the right time, and the NFL's taken off due to basically no work of his own. He's just right place, right time. I don't think the guy's very smart, blah, 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 blah. And Goodell said, oh, well, we'll see how smart I am. You're fired. And now it seems like he may have to dip into the pockets and make sure that John Gruden is fairly compensated for lost wages and then some.
No.
You hate to see it.
It's a mess.
Where do you stand on Goodell? Do you hate him as much as... What about you, Hickman? I mean, you're a Bucks guy. You're a Brady guy. Like, do you hate Goodell for all the...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I think...
Actually does have it out for Tom Brady and the Patriots.
It's I think I almost rate him like a politician, though, where it's like, I dislike this, and I dislike this, and I dislike the way he did this, and I think he could have done this better, and you did okay here, and you did okay here, and what you said here count. But at the end of the day, don't you kind of have to rate the results? It's kind of like a football coach, too. Like, the team wins all the time, but he's annoying in the presser. Like, do we really care? No. The league has been pretty good, so it's kind of a personal question too. Like, if they canceled entire seasons over COVID, like, I'd probably be more mad about that decision than I would some of the intricate ones that are smaller and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody else that might have thought that was justifiable might have a completely different take on it. I mean, they at least got through the game. They at least played the games. They at least did that. He seems to, I don't know, I guess it seems like a lot of the behind-the-scenes decision he makes that we never hear about do end up kind of working out for the betterment of the league. I like the product, so I grade him pretty favorably in those aspects. Could he do a lot of other things better? Sure, but there's a lot of other commissioners in other leagues that have been far, far worse.
Oh,
baseball,
yeah.
NBA.
Yeah.
He's probably the best commissioner going right now. I mean, it's a very difficult job.
Well, right now the bar is pretty low. But I would agree with you. Right now he probably is easily the best.
Yeah.
In professional sports.
Oh, that's very true. All right, we'll come back with more. We'll get right to the phone lines. Last call for phone calls, 865-546-8200 if you want to weigh in. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Right to the phone lines we go. A couple callers here this segment. We got Roberto up first. What's up, Berto? You're on 3 and Out.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. It was interesting to hear Hickman back on the phone lines. He gets such a pronounced voice when he answers the phone. What can I say?
Oh, wow.
Got that Kodak drawl to it.
Yeah, Kodak drawl. Gentlemen, it's time. And not in the Lane Kiffin way. Guys, it's time for us to withdraw from the SEC tournament. We got bigger fish to fry. And I think they're going to push our game to like 4 or 5 o'clock now. It's time.
Probably later.
Yeah, I know. It's time. We need to just say, or we legitimately, I'm not exaggerating, do not throw a single starter. Just pitch Xander and then pitch...
Roberto, it's Thursday. It's Thursday. This is what we normally play. Why wouldn't you want to play tonight?
We have to play 5 games in the next 3 days.
Well, we can always bow out later, but tonight we need to play. This is game one of a normal, like, SEC, whatever.
No, you don't.
Well, there is part of me that agrees with her better. Like the tweets about, oh, Tennessee ducking Vanderbilt, I'd lose my mind.
Like, if you can play tonight and good win, there's a good chance it's going to be canceled anyways, I would say.
You're talking about the tournament itself?
Yeah, just the tournament itself. There's a good chance they don't finish it.
No, I mean, I don't think they have the balls to do it. I mean, the only way they're going to do that is if they just give it to Alabama, because that's what they want anyways, which was my second point. Houston, you were the one that tweeted out, I did not see it anywhere else, but you're the one who tweeted out the Alabama special bats thing. I kind of missed it, though. It was in and out of my hysterics from my fever. And
Night. I've got the I pulled the video and posted it too. They asked the guy after the game, hey, you know, what's been the secret to Bama's run lately? And he's like, oh, I really don't know. Oh no, wait, it's this new black magic bat we got from Easton. And then, like, one of their captains is like, you know, rallying the team and all that. And I was like, wait, what, a new bat? People were looking for it online. It's not even available for purchase. How do we know if we're properly testing this hot mother?
Yeah, you know what? They're probably not. It's probably that Hoover edition for Alabama, if you know what
special
I mean.
Easton, SEC black magic.
Hmm. Yeah. Specifically made for Alabama and Alabama only.
Yeah, to make sure they get in the tournament.
Yeah. And you know what? After last night, they probably deserve to be in the tournament, frankly. I'm being honest about that. That was a nice win. But and that doesn't hurt Tennessee. I mean, it doesn't. That only helps Tennessee's claim that they're still the number one overall seed. But, and Nate, I really do get what you're saying. And maybe it's win tonight, and then I just...
Deuces.
All right, well, we're going. No, yeah,
win tonight, and then we're like, "Hey, we're out of here."
Just pound their eyes shut, like 10-0, and then just say, "All right, well,
beat them 15-2."
Yeah,
and then go. I think we've proven our point, gentlemen. We're forfeiting the rest of the tournament.
Yeah, you guys can fight over this stupid trophy. We all know the scope here.
If they just go to single elimination, we can play. I mean, we can play Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
and that's what they ought to do.
But if we go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and win the whole thing, is that bad, Roberto? I mean, that's just one extra game. We get done Sunday. The regionals don't start till Friday.
Well, I guess,
wasn't it potentially five games in those 4 days, though?
That's what Roberto's saying. Yeah. We lose one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My contention is, Nate, they do need to get a single elimination. I agree with you there. If they're going to play this thing out, you can't play it past Sunday. You just can't.
No, I don't think they would even try that. And I think at that point, Tennessee wouldn't be the only team thinking, no, we're not doing that. We got regionals.
If I'm Tony Vitello, I'm not playing two doubleheaders, not two game days. I'm not doing that.
No chance.
Tennessee's going to have to do that, and LSU's going to have to do that, which is total BS because they're the two best teams in the tournament.
It would be kind of our thing, though, to be like, hey, we're done with this stupid show.
Out of here.
Like, that would fit our team's personality to a T. It's like, no, what? We run the regular season. We lost one series to Kentucky. Kentucky goes on and wins the whole thing after we bow out. It's like, yep, oh, see? Look at that. We got our regular season championship. We don't even need this stupid tournament.
I've said that to several people, and I mean, people are up at, what would you forfeit? You're a quitter. I'm like, no, because I look at a potential national championship and being able to rest everybody. Because we talk about rest and pitchers, which is important. But guys, if you play four or five games in 4 days, you're going to have some tired fielding players as well. Specifically, mm-hmm. your catcher.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot of stress on
And
on
that's
Russell.
Where I'm going with, that was the other part. I mean, Evan Russell has been, now that I look back at this season as a whole, I want to give him some due because I came on here and I ripped him pretty good, but then I also defended him at the same time. His footwork is terrible for a catcher, but he's working on it, and you can see he's progressing, and he's a plus defender, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He just can't throw anybody out. But if you look at his fielding percentage is really high. He rarely makes an error. He just doesn't throw guys out, and I can deal with that. I think he could also throw guys out better if we held him on a little bit more, and that's okay too. But you've got to have him healthy for the NCAA tournament. He's got to be able to catch every game because I love Charlie, but he is abysmal at the plate, and that amount of defense does not help you. So I say Really and truly, it's protect your pitcher's arms, sure, but you've got to protect Evan Russell's ability to hit the ball the way he is right now, because the way he's hitting the ball is like no catcher in the nation. Really and truly, he's the best hitting catcher in the nation. Guys, I hope you have a good day. Thanks for the time.
From Roberto, we go to Jay next. What's up, Jay? You're on Three and Out.
My Lord, I feel like Roberto just defended his thesis or something. Jesus. But
it's an interesting thought, though. I mean, like, if this thing keeps getting drug out and it's going to be, hey, yeah, sorry, today we can't get him in again. We're going to let you guys play 4 or 5 games in 3 days.
Oh, today's the last day that there's even weather in the forecast. We get to play
tonight.
What
I'm saying is if we can't get it in tonight, then it's up to 5 games in 3 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Whew, no thank you.
Well, you know, before this even started with the weather and all that, I care about the basketball SEC tournament. I don't know why, but I do. I don't really care about this tournament. I honestly, and I do agree with Roberto with this. Unless it's Vanderbilt or Arkansas, I say, let's just go ahead and leave. What is the point of this? This is pointless. The regionals, the super regionals, getting to Omaha, that's what matters. I'm for saving your arms, giving the guys some rest. Because, who cares? Like, if it was Vanderbilt or Arkansas, I'd say go out there and try to win. But almost anybody else, I'm just like, yeah, just let them get a win and let's go home. And that's just kind of how I feel. I don't know why, but this, the SEC baseball tournament just doesn't seem to mean much to me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because we had such a great season and we don't need the tournament to try to get a better spot in the regionals, but this just seems pointless for us.
A little bit of rain and look at us.
We're fighting amongst
ourselves. A little bit of rain and we're over here just like, do we even want to be here? I want to do what the team and Tony wanted to do, and I don't care. I don't have a dog in the fight. I see both sides. I get it. Just say, hey, we don't need this tournament. We're not playing for our lives.
But when does the regional start, guys?
They don't start till Friday. They don't start till Friday. It'll be fine. Five games. We are the only team that has enough pitching to go 5 games in 3 days. True. Like, we're going to win the damn thing the harder they make it. So, Tony V is smart enough to not overtax a guy, so just use the guys we got. Yeah, they're not good enough to win.
Not only do we have enough starters, we had enough relief pitching, too.
I'm with you, Jay. Just use the guys that we have. Don't overtax them. We win it, we win it. We don't, we don't. Then we'll get ready for Friday. Cool.
Yeah, that's why you're the head guy, Nate.
Yeah, heavy as the head.
Hey, before I get off here, guys, that was, just switching it up real quick, that was a great hire by Danny White with that track coach. And I know track doesn't get all the pub and praise, but that dude's a stud. And I hope we get Tennessee track back to what it used to be. That was an excellent hire. See you guys.
Thanks for the call, Jay.
Yeah, Dwayne Ross, who got the Justin Gatlin stamp of approval. I believe he took – I want to make sure I get this right.
He won some kind of national championship, didn't he?
He was, yeah, he had his team ranked number one at, was it North Carolina A&T or is it where he was before? I think it was North Carolina A&T.
I think you're correct.
I believe, did he run at Clemson?
Oh, I don't know about his career, but he did coach at A&T.
Ross led North Carolina A&T's men's track program to a third place finish at the 2021 NCAA Outdoor Championships, resulting in co-national coach of the year honors. Again, that was 2021. He is going to finish up this year with North Carolina A&T before transitioning to Tennessee. He has 17 conference championships at North Carolina A&T, 4 men's indoor titles, 5 indoor titles for the women, 4 men's outdoor, 3 women's outdoor, and 1 men's cross country title.
All right.
Yeah. Tennessee track has been somewhat dormant for a while, even with some of the amazing track stars we've had in recent memory. So a lot of people seem to really like this hire across the country. So Danny White moved very quickly. This was 3 days? Was it 3 days that this job was vacant, and he goes and gets Ross? It was quick. This was not a He started this search long before he pulled the trigger.
It's so hard to coach track, too, because either you're either fast or you're not, you know?
Yeah. Talk about that is profound. Hickman, that is unbelievable. Let's see here. He was a 7-time All-American at Clemson, 5-time ACC champion, and he was a national champion in the 110-meter hurdles in 1995, ironically hosted by Tennessee at Tom Black Track.
Okay. Well, there you go. We'll come back. Final segment of the program. Get you set for baseball. Maybe. Next.
You're listening. Wish that I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top. Ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop. I still dream about
Benny's or something. I don't know. Final segment. Hickman's laid down the gauntlet. We're playing baseball. I don't even remember the score I picked yesterday.
I would like to put a new score in because today's a different day.
I'm with you. I think we should be able to update the scores.
Thursday's a different day than Wednesday. I don't have a problem with it.
Might be rusty, might be more uptight, or might be ready to just bash some balls over the fence.
I think me and you had pretty much the same score, Nate.
I don't even remember.
I think I was 7-3, you were 5-3.
Okay. Take your word for it. Sounds right.
I was 4-2.
Now.
4-2.
Oh, wow.
Really? Oh, yeah, you said it was cold. Like, Pats would be, you know.
But now that we're not going to be in the rain, we might even get a little, dare I call, the sunshine. Hmm. Oh, I'm changing
mine to 5-2.
So you're going the score of the second game against Vanderbilt from the series earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, the weather might be
8-1.
Better.
8-1. 8-1. We're so pent-up aggression. Tidwell still on the mound? Do we know? 8-3.
Really?
I was thinking Dullinger for a second.
9-4. Mr. 8-3.
Well, see, now I can take credit if it's 8-1 or 8-3. So you're smart.
Apparently, Tim Corbin's nickname is Mother Nature.
I can think of some other mother.
I don't know if he has ever, you know, because like this guy who...
Mother Nature?
What does that mean?
This guy who writes for Vandy Hustler has said the conspiracy theories about Tim Mother Nature Corbin will be wild if it goes to single elimination. I don't know if like that'll be his nickname if Vandy benefits from this weather this weekend or if he's benefited from weather in previous
tournaments. Well, he benefited from COVID last year, not having to play NC State. I mean, that whole thing was an absolute joke.
COVID was part of Mother Nature.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's a debate there, I guess, depending on the lab. I feel like I remember something, though, where I can't remember if this was last year or a few years ago. There was a game that was being played, and the rain had just started, and I think they were up one or something. Like it was a close game. They were in like a pickle. Not a literal pickle, but like they like 2-1, no out, and their pitching hadn't been very good, and like the other team's best hitter was up to the plate, and he like stops the game to argue with the ump that they should call the game, and he did that to like, and I could be wrong, I could be thinking of someone else, but he goes out and just keeps arguing and arguing, and as he's arguing, the rain picks up heavier and heavier and heavier until finally it's a downpour.
Yeah.
And they, you know.
He stalled for the rain, yeah.
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 I think that might be the story that would get you nicknamed Mother Nature, or I may have given a story to Tim Corbin that he had nothing to do with.
Mm.
So don't quote me on that. That is not.
Is it bad that when I hear Vandy Hustler, I think of Hustler magazine? That's their student newspaper, Vanderbilt Hustler. But
probably a good way to sell more copies.
I guess. I mean, who decided that was I don't know. Very weird name for the student newspaper. I feel like.
Remember earlier in the year when I said I liked Tim Corbin?
You don't like him anymore?
Hell no. This guy's a kook and a clown.
I hate everybody except our guy.
Oh, make sure you check that bat. Oh, got that home run off the board, didn't we, pal? All right, fellas, let's go out there and get shelled.
Can't see the ball in our lights.
If they hit a home run, Vitello should pull out, like, hey, just check that back, just for the heck of it.
Like, oh, no, 100%.
No, if they hit a home run.
Is there any way Evan
could... I think we should have a lot of sticker celebrations when we hit one.
I think Evan should have a tiny black sticker.
Okay.
And he just goes to pick it up like he's going to look at it, and he puts it on top of the sticker that they're supposed to have and says, this isn't the right sticker.
Mm.
You can't do this.
What could go wrong there? That's easy.
If they bat flip one towards our dugout,
brawl,
I would just take a razor out to it and to the bat and scrape all the stickers off and chuck it back at him. Be like, it's illegal.
Illegal now.
I think that might work.
Might be onto something. Oh, God. I hope. Oh, flip a bat. Did they even hit a home run in the first series?
One, right?
Bradford hit one, I think, right?
I don't remember.
And I was like, well, at least he's not on base.
Honestly, yeah.
No, I thought
they hit a solo home run, and we just laughed at him.
He may have hit two, because I was like, actually, really, throwing him meatballs is not that bad of an idea, because if he's on first, you know, you get an opportunity.
Look, he's going to score anyways if he gets on.
That's what I'm saying. So you might as well just – I know you can walk somebody. Can you just home run somebody?
Hey, like, just give him a point.
Like
for
he's
run
like
for
he's lead off. He hits a base hit, and we're just give like, you know what? I don't want Blade to have to worry about that guy over his shoulder. We're just gonna go ahead and we're gonna round the base. Can you balk him all the way home?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah,
purposely balk him.
Well, now you know. I mean, I think Alabama did that last night.
What major league team walked a run in, right? Because they didn't want to let the guy hit.
Yeah.
So dude comes up, like the whoever, Babe Ruth, for example. They don't want to pitch to him. Bases are loaded. They're like, it's better just to put him on first. Give up one run and try and get the next guy.
Right. It'd be like Sonny DeShare.
Barry
right.
Bonds.
Yeah, they did that to him.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, you could just balk him all the way home if you had to, right?
They do that with that Oklahoma softball player, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's right. They're so good, by the way. I don't watch a lot of softball, but apparently they're better in softball than we are in baseball. Like, the gap between Oklahoma and the rest of the field is wider than Tennessee.
I don't buy it.
Apparently it's like a... Callum said, my exact quote on Tim Corbin was, I appreciate him being nice to me. He can go to hell. That's how I feel today.
Vandy can go to hell.
Fair enough. We'll see if we can beat the hell out of them tonight, break it all down tomorrow, if we play. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.
Apex Pest Control is your complete pest management company.